Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, it's been a very, very interesting week in many different ways, as I guess it always is. But this week, the Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein, Chief Rabbi of South Africa, put out a YouTube video where he took the ANC to task. And he took them to task in a very clear and outright way, where he called them out for the action of expelling Israel's highest diplomat from South Africa. He talked about the hypocrisy. What we saw following that was an enormous amount of social media reaction and a tremendous amount of quite aggressive abuse. The one thing that keeps coming up is this Zionism used as a slur. Is it code for Jew? Is it not? We wanted to try and understand this a little bit more. To help us unpack this, we are joined by Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein, Chief Rabbi of South Africa. Very good morning to you. Were you surprised at the reaction from your video?
You know, what I found with these important messages, it's really what I see is my job is to put forward the facts in a rational way. And I think that when those facts are laid out and the argument is made in a clear and coherent way in defense of Israel, exposing the injustices and inconsistencies and the unethical conduct of the South African government, there are many people who respond in a way which is not rational. You know, it descends into name calling because it's much more convenient to do that than to argue on the facts. You know, like, okay, if you got a problem, show and show it, demonstrate it, put out the facts of where you disagree. On the other hand, what I have found, and throughout these speeches that I've made since October 7, because this has just been one in a series of them since then, is the enormous amount of support in South Africa for these messages, which resonate very deeply with what I can feel to be the views of the vast majority of South Africans. And sometimes, you know, social media is not necessarily a good reflector of where a society is because it is driven by anger and rage. And so, you know, you do find that. But and even on social media, there's also a lot of support. And I find that, you know, in the streets, going to FNB Stadium, talking, you know, to 100,000 people there, which I did in at the beginning of December, and speaking about Zion and Jerusalem, and you could like feel the energy and feel the support. So I think that the groundswell of the silent majority in South Africa is very much aligned with the values of what Israel represents: freedom, democracy, human rights, and respect for every human being. And I think that they understand that when the South African government sides with Iran and with the opponents of that, they're not siding with the forces of justice. Those are the forces of darkness.
It is interesting that what you've pointed out, because when I went through a lot of these responses, and it's a very vocal, strong, powerful voices that were completely hysterical about what you had to say, but none of it was rational. There wasn't any coherent argument, and I find that absolutely telling that you presented a rational point of view, but what you got back was complete hysteria and irrationality. That said, you know, when you look at the YouTube comments, you see the tremendous amount of support, and there's little doubt that this is resonating with South Africans. The one thing that I haven't quite figured out yet is, If South Africans that say, no, we're not anti-Semitic, we just don't like Zionists, do they believe that? Is Zionist a code word for Jew? How do you perceive this?
Yeah, it's totally inseparable. I mean, the Jewish people is, you know, we're inseparable from the idea of our connection to Zionism. It is part of Judaism. It is part of Jewish identity. It is part of who we are. Israel is the only Jewish state in the world. You can't go to war against Israel and say, well, you've got no problem with the Jews, but you're just trying to take down, the world's only Jewish state. It's a fallacy. It's a lie. It has to be completely exposed. And I think most people, see it for what it is. It's just a subterfuge. It's not honest. If you want to take that view, take it and then own it and say, listen, this is I have a problem with the fact that the Jewish people as a nation, as an entity exists in the world. And that's really what the war against Zionism is about. But I think it's not just about, anti-Semitism. It's really about the values that Israel represents. Mm. And that's why I think the enemies of Israel are really the enemies of freedom and human dignity. They are the same enemies. You see, and this is something where I think that the South African government is making a terrible mistake that is going to be a stain on its legacy forever. And it was on the wrong side of history, because you see, ISIS in Mozambique, just across the northern border, is going village to village and murdering Christians right across the African continent. One of the greatest human rights outrages is the murder of Christians. Now, ISIS, what so-called Palestinian state are they fighting for? It's got nothing to do with it. There is a war on between these forces of Islamist extremism, which are seeking to impose a violent jihad on all of the people they regard to be infidel, and Israel is at the front lines of it. And then as well as the forces in the West that support it, also have a problem with the idea of human dignity and the sovereignty of the human being. The forces from the woke left in the West are at war with those ideas as well. The idea that the human being is created in God's image, and the idea of the non-racialism of Martin Luther King and of Nelson Mandela, who said he will fight against white and black domination, whereas in this world of CRT and the woke left, we're not talking about the sovereignty of the individual created in God's image. It's groupthink, it's tribalism, it's victim mentality. And my point is, without going into a deep philosophical discussion at this point, the point is that all of the forces which line up against Israel are actually forces which are opposed to these fundamental ideas. And that's why you'll find the same people who support Hamas against Israel are those who will be outraged about what happened in Venezuela, that they'll be supporting, the deposed Venezuelan
absolutely
president.
As my brother.
Cuba. They'll be supporting China and Russia and all the dictatorships and North Korea. There is a line of support that runs between all of these thuggish dictatorships, including the violent jihad across Africa and the enemies of Israel. This is not just about Israel and the Jews. This is actually a war for human civilization and support for Israel and freedom, democracy. And what makes me optimistic about South Africa is that the South African government does not represent the views of the people. The average South African actually, and the opinion polls all bear this out. If you have a look at the latest data from the Social Research Foundation, you'll find the vast majority of South Africans see themselves aligned with the values of the United States of America, of Europe, of freedom, of wanting a better life for their children, not with the thuggish dictatorships that the ANC government aligns itself with. And that's why the ANC's support is in free fall. They dropped to 40%. They now way down into the 30s. They're going to lose every major metropolitan city in this country coming up now for these municipal elections, because the people of South Africa have lost faith in the values of the ANC. The ANC has lost its moral compass. It has lost its soul. And when you lose your values and your soul, you lose your people with that.
That is where we leave it. Very strong, very powerful, clear words from Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein, talking about the attack, effectively, on Israel, which is not only an attack on Israel, but actually an attack on Western values. And that is where the problem lies.